Presolar ONC Anomalous Grains in Unequilibrated Ordinary Chondrite Matrices, by Jens Baruch et al. Presolar grains are trace components in chondrite matrices. Their abundances and compositions have been systematically studied in carbonaceous chondrites but rarely in situ in other major chondrite classes. We have conducted a nanos IMS isotopic search for presolar grains with ONC anomalous isotopic compositions in the matrices of the unequilibrated ordinary chondrites C. marconi, meteorite hills 00526, and Northwest Africa 8276. The matrices of even the most primitive ordinary chondrites have been aqueously altered and or thermally metamorphosed, destroying their presolar grain populations to varying extents. In addition to randomly placed isotope maps, we targeted recently reported, relatively pristine C. marconi matrix areas to better explore the original inventory of presolar grains. In all samples, we found a total of 122 O anomalous grains, silicates plus oxides, 79 SiC grains, and 22 C anomalous carbonaceous grains, organics, graphites. Average matrix normalized abundances are 151 ppm O anomalous grains, 53 ppm SiC grains and 56 ppm carbonaceous grains in C. marconi, 55 ppm O anom, 22 ppm SiC and 3 ppm carb, in Med 00526 and 12 ppm O anom, 15 ppm SiC and 1 ppm carb, in NWA 8276. In relatively pristine ordinary chondrites and in primitive carbonaceous and C-ungrouped chondrites, the ONC isotopic composition of presolar grains and their matrix normalized abundances are similar, despite the likely differences in chondrite formation time and nebula location. These results suggest a relatively homogeneous distribution of presolar dust across major chondrite-forming reservoirs in the solar nebula. Secondary asteroidal processes are mainly responsible for differences in presolar grain abundances between and within chondrites, highlighting the need to identify and target the most pristine chondrite matrices for such studies. This was Presolar ONC Anomalous Grains in Unequilibrated Ordinary Chondrite Matrices, by Jens Baruch et al.